AM 910 WJCW, Carl and Alec right here on a Tuesday morning. Our time check coming up on 7:20. Every Tuesday at this time on AM 910 WJCW, we check in with Dennis Willingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Dennis. How are you on this Tuesday morning?
I am fine. How are you, Carl?
Doing just fine.
I would like to apologize for waking the woman up who I actually accidentally called the wrong number at 7:20 in the morning.
Okay. Apology.
You didn't by any chance tell her who you were trying to get a hold of.
Oh, no. That's like, is this a, I did say Dennis, but I didn't say Dennis from Precision Tune. That's the ETSU, you know.
Yes. Someday we're going to get the direct dial set up, too, but first we got to take care of the other things with the computers. So, Dennis, with your car, truck, and SUV repair and realignment facility, what you got for us this morning?
Well, I want to talk about being vehicle aware.
Oh.
This was kind of brought to my mind. There was an article recently on something I was reading online about the things that your mechanic wants you to stop doing. Of course, I wasn't real thrilled about their use of the term mechanic there.
Right.
We don't call them mechanics anymore. Any guy walking around with a computer in his hand is not a mechanic.
Really? But I didn't know that. Because that's, you know, with all the new terminology that we're having, people's pronouns and stuff. So it's a technician?
Yeah, it's technician.
Can I say mechanical technician?
That would be fair.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So, see, you just told me something I did not know.
Yeah. There you go.
So, continue, sorry.
It's okay. But one of the things, a lot of the items related to being aware of your vehicle and looking for early signs of trouble that you can head off and avoid expensive repairs.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty simple stuff, really, when you think about it. One of the things that they talked about is surveying the area where you park your car to see if there's any signs of any fluid leaks of any kind. Lots of times we don't think about that. We get the car and we drive off, but we don't look at the place where it's been parked. And lots of times it can be just a gasket or a seal or something.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're losing any of your fluids in your car, it's not a good thing. So you definitely want to be aware of it, get it checked out, and figure out what you need to do about it.
Good tip.
The other one is being aware of smells coming from your car. Particularly now that it's warming up, this is not the case so much, but we've been through the winter months and we're all closed up in our cars, and something could be going on under the hood or under the car itself that we're totally not aware of. There might be a smell coming out of something. Lots of times these come from coolant leaks, that the coolant will be dripping on something hot and causing a smell, or heaven forbid oil dripping on something and creating a smell. And so it's something to kind of sniff your car every once in a while to make sure.
I don't know if you've ever been on a road trip with my wife, you might rethink that.
Uh-oh. Okay, so that forms a whole new basis for existence in Alec's life. We'll move on from that. But, I take to your point there, though, Dennis. That's really a good point, because, as you said, during the colder weather here, we're all locked up inside our cars with no real idea or desire to find out what may be going on by simply rolling down the window, because it's too dang cold usually, although this winter it's not been that cold. But anyway, to your point, these are some good suggestions, Dennis.
Yeah, and the other one is listening. We get used to the sounds of our vehicles, and sometimes we can overlook something, a sound, that particularly this usually comes into play, and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, with brakes.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You've got warning clips on your brake pads that start making a chirping sound when the pads get close to being worn out, and that mm-hmm. gives you a clue that it's time to have a brake service done. But there's a lot of other things. A belt squealing can be a trouble sign that you need to address. Lots
generally,
of times just
yeah. I was just going to say a squealing belt is hard to ignore. That will call attention to itself very quickly.
Well, it's one of those things, Carl. It starts out pretty faint and then gets louder and louder until
again,
you really
like
don't
my
have
wife.
Any choice. It's in your face. You don't have any choice but to pay attention to it. Most of the time, it's just the belt. Belts have a tendency to actually stretch over a long period of time. You know, we've got most vehicles utilize a serpentine belt, which is just one belt that powers all the appliances on the front of the engine. And these pro belts, they go through all sorts of pulleys and gyrations and things.
Hmm.
And it's amazing to me that they last as long as they do. But lots of times they stretch enough, and just particularly we'll notice this when we start using our air conditioners. The added pressure of the air conditioning compressor mm-hmm. on the belt will usually bring out signs of trouble. So it's easy enough if you catch it early enough. You know, it's easy enough to change the belt. And as I like to say, they don't break in parking lots.
There you go. Usually, great tips from Dennis Whitting. Oh, go ahead, Dennis.
No, I started to say, and if it breaks, you're walking.
Yeah,
so it's as simple as that. So
very good. Watch out for all these various things and listen to your car. Today is National Be Heard Day anyway, so that seems to fit. Dennis, tell us about your store.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road. We're right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. But if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Thank you, Dennis. We'll talk to you next week.
Everybody enjoy this pretty day.